Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, June 26, 2025.
Federal Reserve's proposal to relax bank leverage rules. The Federal Reserve is set to meet on June 25, 2025, to discuss a proposal that aims to relax leverage rules for banks, allowing them to trade U.S. Treasury securities more effectively. Currently, banks must adhere to the supplementary leverage ratio, which requires them to hold capital against total assets, regardless of risk. Critics argue this regulation limits their flexibility, especially during market stress. Chairman Jerome Powell believes the goal is to create a leverage ratio that serves as a safety net rather than a constraint. This proposal is part of a broader effort led by Vice Chair Michelle Bowman, nominated by former President Donald Trump. However, some lawmakers, including Senator Elizabeth Warren, are concerned that loosening these rules could encourage risky behavior by banks, potentially jeopardizing economic stability. These discussions are informed by lessons from the 2008 financial crisis and the temporary changes made during the COVID-19 pandemic. How might these changes affect your financial future?
U.S. exchanges seek to ease regulations. U.S. exchange operators like NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange are in discussions with the Securities and Exchange Commission to simplify regulations for public companies. The aim is to attract more startups to go public by cutting down on reporting requirements and costs. This initiative reflects a renewed effort under the Trump administration to boost economic growth through deregulation. Nelson Griggs, president of NASDAQ, stressed the need to make public markets more appealing, while Jamie Klima from NYSE emphasized that effective rules are vital for market stability. SEC Chairman Paul Atkins is looking for ways to streamline regulations that currently hinder raising capital, especially for first-time stock sales. However, experts caution that loosening regulations could increase risks for investors. Jill Fish, a business law professor at the University of Pennsylvania, highlighted that a strong regulatory system has historically made U.S. capital markets the most reliable in the world. With the number of public companies on U.S. exchanges decreasing by 36% since 2000, the outcome of these discussions will significantly shape the future for investors and the overall market.
Worldline faces allegations of fraud cover-up. Worldline, a major player in digital payments based in France, is facing serious allegations of covering up client fraud. Reports from 21 European media outlets suggest the company may have hidden fraud to protect its revenue as part of the dirty payments investigation. It's claimed that Worldline accepted clients from high-risk sectors like pornography and gambling. In response, the company asserts it has tightened its controls and severed ties with non-compliant clients, enforcing a strict policy against fraud. Following these revelations, Worldline's shares dropped by 25.5%, hitting a record low of €3.42 and marking a staggering 90% decline since 2021. This fallout could impact merchants linked to €130 million in projected revenue for 2024. Additionally, the Dutch Central Bank has launched its own investigation into Worldline's operations in the Netherlands due to inadequate controls. With the company managing around €500 billion in transactions each year, the implications of these allegations could lead to significant investor losses and increased scrutiny in the competitive digital payments landscape. What does this mean for the future of digital payments?
Bank of Japan signals possible rate hikes amid rising inflation. Naoki Tamura, a board member of the Bank of Japan, recently indicated that the central bank might need to raise interest rates to tackle rising inflation. Speaking from Fukushima, he highlighted that inflation is climbing faster than expected, which could lead companies to pass on higher costs to consumers. Currently, the Bank of Japan holds a short-term interest rate of 0.5% and has struggled to meet its 2% inflation target. Tamura also raised concerns about U.S. tariffs affecting Japan's economy, suggesting they may slow growth but won't derail the recovery, as manufacturing only makes up about 20% of the country's GDP. In earlier forecasts, the Bank of Japan expected inflation to stagnate before rising again by fiscal 2027. Tamura's comments show a more aggressive approach compared to BOJ Governor Kazuo Ueda, who has called for caution amid uncertainties in U.S. trade policies. As inflation expectations grow among businesses and households, Tamura believes the bank's readiness to raise rates will depend on achieving its price stability goals.
Court rules against ABC in journalist dismissal case. A court has ruled that the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, known as ABC, wrongfully fired journalist Antoinette Latouf for speaking out on social media about the Israel-Gaza conflict. The ruling, issued on June 25, 2025, found that her termination in December 2023 violated employment laws. Latouf was let go after expressing support for Palestine and sharing a Human Rights Watch report that accused Israel of using starvation as a weapon of war in Gaza. The court emphasized the vital importance of freedom of speech and the duty of media organizations to protect their employees. ABC's senior management expressed regret over their hasty decision, acknowledging the distress it caused. As a result, the court ordered ABC to pay Latouf about AU$70,000, roughly $44,800 in restitution, with further penalties still pending. This case raises significant questions about the challenges journalists face when they stand in solidarity with Palestinians during ongoing conflicts.
Europe's defense spending commitment. European nations are stepping up their military spending in response to rising tensions with Russia. On June 25, 2025, they pledged to allocate 5% of their economies to defense, aiming to secure support from the United States for NATO. However, many countries in the European Union are facing financial challenges that make this target tough to reach. Last year, EU nations spent about €325 billion on defense, but to meet the new goal, that figure would need to nearly triple to over €900 billion. The United Kingdom, outside the EU, would need an extra £30 billion to meet its defense responsibilities. This financial pressure raises concerns about potential cuts to essential services like healthcare. Guntram Wolf from the Bruegel think tank doubts that many countries can realistically achieve the 5% target, especially those already weighed down by high debt. As European leaders tackle these issues, the effects of increased defense spending could significantly impact both military readiness and the everyday lives of citizens.
Ukraine and Council of Europe established Tribunal for Justice. On June 25, 2025, Ukraine and the Council of Europe took a significant step by signing an agreement in Strasbourg, France, to create a special court aimed at holding senior Russian officials accountable for their aggression against Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky highlighted the urgent need for justice for war criminals, particularly Russian leaders, while recognizing the challenges ahead. This initiative responds to the ongoing conflict that began with Russia's invasion in February 2022. Which has seen numerous war crimes reported. The Council of Europe, with its 46 member states, approved this tribunal in May 2025 to work alongside the International Criminal Court, which has already issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes involving the illegal deportation of Ukrainian children. This landmark agreement marks a bold move toward accountability in the face of ongoing aggression.
NVIDIA's record high amid AI boom. NVIDIA Corporation, a leading tech company based in Santa Clara, California, has reached an impressive stock price of over $154, rising more than 4% in just one day. This surge has pushed NVIDIA's market value to around $3.76 trillion, surpassing Microsoft, which is valued at about $3.65 trillion. The excitement stems from a positive outlook shared by analyst Ananda Barua at Loop Capital, who believes NVIDIA is poised to thrive in the rapidly growing field of artificial intelligence. Since early April, NVIDIA's stock has bounced back by over 60%, despite concerns about global tariffs. The S&P 500 Tech Index also hit new heights, climbing nearly 6% this year. With a price-to-earnings ratio of about 30, below its five-year average of 40, NVIDIA appears well-positioned for strong future growth. What does this mean for the future of AI and technology? Stay tuned.
U.S. lawmakers move to ban Chinese AI in government. A group of U.S. lawmakers from both political parties is introducing the No Adversarial AI Act on June 25, 2025. This new law aims to stop U.S. government agencies from using artificial intelligence models developed in China, especially those from the company DeepSeek. Concerns about national security have prompted this action, as a senior U.S. official believes DeepSeek is helping China's military by acquiring large amounts of NVIDIA chips. In January 2025, DeepSeek claimed it had created a competitive AI model at a lower cost than those from U.S. companies like OpenAI. Following these claims, several U.S. firms and government agencies have started banning DeepSeek's technology due to data security risks. This proposed law seeks to create a lasting framework to prevent the use of all Chinese AI models in U.S. agencies, as well as those from other adversarial nations like Russia, Iran, and North Korea. This move highlights the rising tensions over technology and national security.
South Korea's economic recovery plan. President Lee Jae-myung of South Korea is calling for immediate action to tackle the nation's economic struggles, describing the situation as critical. He has requested $14.7 billion in additional government spending to boost domestic consumption and exports. With global supply chain issues and rising inflation affecting many, this funding aims to support families and businesses in need. President Lee emphasizes the importance of working together with the National Assembly to secure this financial support. This funding is crucial for revitalizing the economy and ensuring a brighter future for all citizens.
Violence erupts in Kafr Malik. On June 25, 2025, chaos erupted in Kafr Malik, a town in the West Bank, when Israeli settlers launched a violent attack on the community. The assault left three Palestinians dead and seven others injured, as settlers set fire to vehicles and homes, escalating the conflict. Local residents bravely defended their town, but the Israeli military intervened, firing live ammunition and blocking emergency vehicles from reaching the wounded. Conflicting reports emerged about who was to blame for the fatalities, with some pointing to the Israeli Defense Forces. Following the incident, five Israeli suspects were arrested. This tragic event underscores the ongoing violence and deep-rooted tensions between Israeli settlers and Palestinian residents, highlighting the urgent need for peace in the region.
Humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The United Nations has reported a deepening humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where civilians are struggling to survive amid dire conditions of hunger and violence. The ongoing conflict continues to wreak havoc, leading to many casualties as people seek aid. Families are forced to burn plastic waste for cooking due to severe shortages of fuel and cooking gas, posing serious health risks. At the Red Cross Field Hospital in Rafah, a large number of casualties have been reported, with several individuals dying from gunshot wounds while trying to access food. Community kitchens are now providing far fewer meals than before, dropping from over 1 million to just 200,000 daily. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs stresses that Israeli officials need to allow more supplies into the region. This urgent situation calls for immediate international attention to help alleviate the suffering of those caught in the conflict.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.